Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and put in other things which I call wombats. And wombats are readings, jokes, stories, perhaps a recording. Today I do have a wombat. It'll be in the middle of the show, and it'll be a reading, so that'll be later on. We're going to start off with Blood, Sweat, and Tears from 1968, and When I Die, and see if we can get into this. And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child. In a world to carry on, yeah.
That was And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Next up is The Promise by Tracy Chapman. I like to try and identify what it is in a voice that I like so much, like Tracy Chapman's. There's so many things, but the one thing that came out today when I was listening was sincerity. I just feel like she's speaking to me from the heart. This is The Promise by Tracy Chapman.
If you wait for me, then I'll come for you. Although I've traveled far, I always hold a place for you in my heart. If you think of me, if you miss me once in a while, then I'll return to you. I'll return and fill that space in your heart. Your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. If you dream of me like I dream of you, in a place that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart. Your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. To see your face, your smile, to be with you wherever you are. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. Please say you'll be waiting. Together again, it would feel so good to be in your arms. We're all my journeys in. You can make a promise. If it's one that you can keep, I vow to come for you if you wait for me. take you home, a place for me. In your heart, a place for me in your heart, a place for me in your heart, a place for me in your heart.
That was The Promise by Tracy Chapman. Next up is a song from 1952. It's A Guy Is a Guy by Doris Day. Doris Day was one of the most popular singers and film stars of the 1950s and 60s, and I think I read somewhere she may have been the largest earning celebrity in that era. This song, A Guy Is a Guy, was kind of sweet and innocent in a way, but also just had a little edge to it. You sort of wonder what was really going on. Double entendre kind of thing. But basically an innocent song. And that was Doris Day's persona. She was always the innocent lady. So here is A Guy Is a Guy by Doris Day.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a goodnight kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy my guy wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
That was A Guy Is a Guy, sung by Doris Day. Next up is Paul Simon, Under African Skies. I like to talk about what I like about particular songs. And Paul Simon always has interesting lyrics and harmonies and things, but underlying his songs for me is rhythm. It's just a feast of rhythms, and this is no exception. Under African Skies by Paul Simon.
Under Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under African skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Township of Mofolo, give her the wings to fly through harmony. She won't bother you no more. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the rain. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Now, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba, whoa. Stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked the length of his days under African skies.
You just heard Under African Skies by Paul Simon. The next song is These Dreams by Heart. And some songs are more haunting than others. And this one, right from the opening chords, kind of gets me. And then the chorus, really, when they say These Dreams, that just blows me away. So I'm going to share it with you. These Dreams, Heart.
Spare a little kiss.
search for the time on a watch with no hands. I want to see you clearly, come closer than this. But all I remember are the dreams in the mist. These dreams go on when I close my eyes.
Next up is Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
With their sails afloat, those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see
that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
By You by Linda Ronstadt. Next up is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Bob Dylan wrote this, I think. And I was in college when this song came out, and it spoke to me. And around that time, I had a couple dates with a girl from a nearby college, and she didn't want to go out with me anymore, and it hurt a little bit, and I remember thinking that this song kind of caught some of my feeling. I think I mailed her the record. In those days, you could buy a record for 45 RPM record. I don't remember whether it was a dollar or 50 cents or something, but it was not a lot of money. So I bought this 45 RPM record and mailed it to her as kind of a goodbye gift. Don't Think Twice, It's All Right from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Sit and wonder why, babe, it don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, a light I never knowed. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore.
I'm a thinking and a wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul.
Don't think twice, it's all right.
That was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And it's my chance to play a few things I think are way great stuff and put in odd things, different things, which I call Wombats. And it's Wombat time today. This is a poem by Rudyard Kipling. It's called A Smuggler's Song, and it's set in England at a time when a foreign power, possibly it could be the English in Ireland, or more likely maybe the French coming into England, were there, and smugglers were not considered the enemy of the people. In fact, the people supported them. So this is A Smuggler's Song. If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blind or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady, letters for a spy. And watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped in tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use 'em for your play. Put the brishwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see the stable door settin' open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet King George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark. You've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trust his ear and pinch his ear and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman, along with being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. That was a reading of The Smuggler's Song, a poem by Rudyard Kipling. Next up is a song called 5 Minutes by Gretchen Peters. About 8 years ago, the radio show Mountain Stage was held at the Barter Theater, and you had an audience, a live audience. I was there. It was a great show. And one of the artists was Gretchen Peters. She's a Nashville-based musician, fairly well known for her songwriting and won a number of awards, but she's also a performer and a wonderful, wonderful singer. This song is one she wrote. It's called 5 Minutes, and it tells a whole story in exactly 5 minutes. If you listen closely, I think you'll distinguish at least 2 aching hearts in this song.
I've got 5 minutes to sneak a cigarette. 5 minutes to myself. Back behind the screen door of Andy's Luncheonette. And I ain't got time to worry about my health. My boss Andy says I smoke myself to death. Andy, he reminds me some of you. Back when you were Romeo and I was Juliet, West Texas, Capulet, and Montague. Now I don't think too much about you anymore. We weren't much more than kids. It was nearly 20 years ago locked that door. Now I've got 5 minutes and not much time to reminisce. Most nights I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 before I stop. And Jesse makes a sandwich if I sleep through supper time. And she leaves me on the couch to sleep it off. Now Jesse just turned 17 and she's wild as she can be. And there ain't nothing I can do. Last weekend she ran off to meet a boy in Tennessee, just like I used to run to you. And I gave her hell when she came home this afternoon. Mascara seems like history repeats itself, and it ain't up to you. And in 5 minutes, your whole life can change. I can see it in his eyes. He'd love to take your place. But something deep inside me just withers up and dies. To make love to him and only see your face. Somehow I've let myself go gently down the street. Between the working and the living and the ghosts that haunt my dreams, I've got 5 minutes and I'm gonna smoke this cigarette.
Was 5 minutes by Gretchen Peters. That was 5 minutes by Gretchen Peters. And next up is Johnny Bucker. About 15 years ago or so, I was at a week-long music camp, and the Guest artists, the fiddlers were Reese Jones and Christina Wheeler, both of them just master fiddlers, married couple, and played together, dual fiddles. I'm not sure there are two fiddles in this or not. You've got a really good ear, you'll hear it, but I can hear the fiddle. And I play fiddle. I learned it late. I never got good at it, but it tuned my soul, and I just love this music. Johnny Bucker.
Johnny Bucker wouldn't do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. I drew him up to the foot of the hill and I hollered at the mule and the mule stood still. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. And back in the mud I stuck my head. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. I put my shoulder against the cart and I hollered at the mule, but the mule wouldn't start. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. Blacksmith shop and I hollered at the mule and the mule didn't stop. And what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. I asked that fellow to mend my yoke and he hopped to the bellows and pulled up smoke. And what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. He fixed my yoke and he mend my ring and he never charged me everything. And what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. Young man, your mules don't die. And what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. Well, if he dies, I'll tan his skin. And if he lives, I'll ride him again. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. Walked on his head from the Seder's feet. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. I had an old mule and his name was Bill, and I worked him in the heart of the dot on the hill. And what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. River, but I couldn't get him in. Hit him in the head with a buckeye lid. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do. I rode him to the river, but I couldn't get across. Hopped on the bullfrog, thought it was a horse. What Johnny Bucker wouldn't do, do what Johnny Bucker wouldn't do.
That was Johnny Bucker by Reese Jones, Christina Wheeler. Next comes I Am Just a Country Boy by Harry Belafonte. A beautiful ballad tells the story I identify with this. You know, no matter what level you are, there's levels above you. And this is a young man who's realized that he won't be able to marry the girl he really wants to marry. He's Just a Country Boy by Harry Belafonte.
I ain't gonna marry in the fall. I ain't gonna marry in the spring. 'Cause I'm in love with a pretty little girl who wears a diamond ring. And I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun. I'm not never gonna kiss the ruby lips of the prettiest girl in town. Never gonna ask her if she'd marry me, for I know she'd turn me down. 'Cause I'm just a country boy, money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun. I never could afford a store-bought ring with a sparkling diamond stone. All I could afford was a loving heart, the only one I own. For I'm just a country boy, money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun.
That was I'm Just a Country Boy by Harry Belafonte. And next up is High Cotton by Alabama. I know that some of you are from all over the U.S. and some are from other countries, but most of you, a lot of you, are from around Abingdon, that general area, or the state of Virginia, or from the South, Southern born and raised. I was. My mother was from Abingdon, my father was from Tampa, and I lived in the South until I was about 11. And maybe my identity as a Southerner was locked in further because I moved other places, and that's who I was. I was the guy from the South in my head. When I went to college, I was a Southerner, even though to my Southern cousins I seemed like a Yankee. Anyway, High Cotton from Alabama is a Southern song, and I feel my roots. High Cotton by Alabama.
The grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes and felt the love in Mama's hands. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. working in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
High Cotton by Alabama. Next up is June Apple by Mary Z. Cox, I believe. I want to get some banjo in today, so here's the banjo tune, June Apple. That was Mary Z. Cox playing June Apple. And next up is The River of Time by John Conley. And next up is River of Time by John Conley. And that's the last song on the show today, and we're all in that river together. You and me and everyone we know.
One morning, a new day was dawning. I was 16 and strong as a horse. I didn't know nothing about nothing, but I knew everything, of course. I turned 21, toting a gun and losing some good friends of mine. I was crossing my first streams of sorrow on the way down the river of time. This river rolls like a rocket. It don't meander and wind. Ain't a power on earth that can stop it. Till the end of the line.
It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. I woke up at 30 and started to worry about the glaring mistakes of my past. I still had high aspirations, but I knew that I'd better move fast. Now I'm staring at 40, and oh Lord, Lordy, I'm still a long way from the top. I've still got the heart, but I'm falling apart, facing the hands of the clock. This river rolls like a rocket, it don't meander and wind. Ain't a power on earth that can stop it. Till the end of the line. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time.
That was River of Time by John Conley. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEAC at Emory Henry. And now it's time to end the show in my usual way, and this is audience participation time. This is where I ask you to join me to create the show. And what I want you to do is to help me celebrate. And we're celebrating just being alive, I guess. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.